Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm live tonight. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorton. I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We have a great show for you today. And if you want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857. All right, guys, let's get started with it, man. Showtime pay-per-view. Tank Davis versus Ryan Garcia. We've been waiting for this fight for months. Tank Davis knocks out Ryan Garcia in the seventh round. This was a great fight, man. This was a really, really good fight. Tank looked a bit nervous before he came out, before the fight started. Babe, did you notice that? Or was it, you know, when he came out, and I texted you on this, he didn't look right to me. He just, I don't know, maybe he was focused, but to me, he looked a little pensive, a little nervous, a little like, you know.
He kind of looked edgy to me all week.
Yeah.
And just irritable, edgy kind of, and I don't know. Maybe there was.
I wonder if there was a weight cut thing going on with him too, you know?
Yeah, because the thing is this, when you're doing something you don't normally do, it kind of throws your routine out of whack. And that's why I said maybe this could backfire on him, because this is something he's not used to doing as well.
Yeah.
But not just Ryan. So that's why I was kind of thinking, did that add any added pressure to him as well as not just Ryan, but to him as well?
Yeah, Ryan looked very good when he came out. Ryan looked pretty good. I thought he looked pretty calm, pretty, you know, he didn't look like he let the moment take advantage of him or anything like that. He looked great, man. He looked ready to go. You know, his tank did, obviously Tank settled down pretty quick after that first round. But Garcia really came out aggressive here, man. I thought that I was like, wow, I was really surprised he came out that aggressive. He tried to rough Tank up in the early going. I thought the first round definitely went to Garcia. I thought Tank looked a little bit too reserved, you know, and I don't know what the punch stats were for Tank in that first round, but it was pretty low. But let me tell you, go ahead.
I think he threw like that same. He only threw like seven punches that round.
Yeah, and I think in the second round, what did he land, like four or something like that? I think he
something
landed
like
four.
Yeah.
Garcia, you know, I tell you, when they would get together in that first round, you saw Garcia, he's throwing like these wider punches, you know, and he's coming, you know, almost from the floor with these shots. And as I'm watching him, the Tank's covering up and everything, he was pretty good defensively. But I'll tell you what, that's the first thing I noticed. I was like, man, he's got to watch it in those exchanges, because Tank's firing back too. And, you know, when he goes in there, man, though he's open. I said, he's going to get countered. You cannot go in there like Tank. Tank's definitely, you know, coming in, I knew Tank was more defensively responsible than Ryan Garcia. He's got a better defense. But doesn't mean he can't be hit, and doesn't mean he can't hit in the pocket. And when you're going against a guy with that type of power, letting your hands down, letting your chin out for a minute, you can't do that. You know, you just can't do that. And, of course, it cost him in the second round. That counter, that left-hand counter, was the most beautiful shot of the fight, I think. I mean, he had Ryan crossed over because he missed pretty bad with that shot. And he had Ryan crossed over almost like he was facing this way, and Tank is facing right at his face, man, and let that left hand go. And, man, I tell you what, I thought it was a flash knockdown. I don't think it was a flash knockdown. After watching that again, it was not a flash knockdown. He was hurt, and he popped right back up, but he was hurt. You know, that definitely got his attention. And then, you know, and then you went into rounds three, four, and five. And I gave, from that point on, I gave Tank all the rounds. I gave Ryan Garcia the first round. Tank got all the rest. Excuse me there. But Tank got all the rest, to me anyway.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
He, you know, I just thought he did a better job. And he wasn't really, They weren't really throwing a lot of shots, but you know what Tank was doing in rounds 3 to 5? I noticed him. He was going to the body a lot more. Just landing two, three big shots to the body. As he came in, maybe Garcia lands a shot, but those body shots were going with him. And I said, man, you can't take those. Those are going to add up. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. Those are going to add up later in the fight, you know. And I also noticed Garcia getting a lot more. I mean, his output in that first round was big. His output up until the knockdown in the second round was big. Now, all of a sudden, that output just slowly started to drop. Tank, I don't think he really changed too much of his output. You know, he pressed the gas a little bit, but he was looking for those counter shots. That's what he was looking for. I think that he was looking for those counters all night long, you know. To me, he was anyway. Go ahead.
Problem sometimes is when a fighter who gets a little bit excited, right, gets a little overzealous, and the reason why that happens sometimes is in that second round, when he came forward, he did land one good uppercut against Tank, and he missed a lot of shots after that, but he did land that one good shot. And Tank was backing up a lot, and he was circling the ring, and he's giving the impression that he was kind of retreating, and Ryan's coming forward. He was throwing the jab, but then he kind of abandoned the jab because, once again, if you're able to just come forward with nothing coming back at you, sometimes it's easy for an undisciplined fighter to get greedy, saying, hey, listen, if I don't have to use a jab to get in here, I'm just going to walk in and stop firing.
That's a great point. Yeah.
And a lot of fighters do that. There are the great ones like that are just disciplined and aren't going to do that, not going to get unraveled like that. But when you're allowed to just walk in, and Tank is very smart because he gives you that impression that you're in control, right? He's sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, and you as the fighter are basically getting comfortable because you have time to think. But the problem is while you're thinking, he's also thinking, and when he's thinking, he's probably two or three steps ahead of you, right? And he's kind of picking up, and he's looking at what you're doing, and he's figuring out your rhythm, your punch selection and attack patterns. And right then and there, you know, he's saying to himself, this is what I'm going to do when he does this and therefore and such as, right? So another great thing he does with his subtle movement when he is on the inside is he knows how to create blind spots for his shots. And both of those shots that he landed that knocked down Ryan, they were blind shots because Ryan couldn't see them coming because of the way Tank positioned himself. Tank sticks his head underneath Ryan's armpit. Ryan's up like this. Tank's down like this. And then Ryan's looking that way, and Tank shoots it there. So his opponent, get out of position while he's creating that punching angle for himself. And, you know, he's hitting you with a shot you just can't see because of the way he positions himself. And that's all strategic. So, I said a lot of things before the fight. And one of the things I said, I talked about, was the speed. And I also said, we don't really know until you see them both together. But it didn't look like the speed was a factor at all. If anything, Tank looked very quick yesterday, right?
I thought that Garcia was a little bit quicker. I didn't expect Tank to be that fast compared to Garcia. You know what I mean? Because we've seen Garcia against, say, Luke Campbell and all the other opposition. They were nowhere near Tank's level. You know what I mean? When you watch him, that's what got me, is that he was so fast. Those counters to the body, that counter to the body was so are so quick. And he landed that quite a few times in those fights, man. Those big shots.
And the reason why he was throwing those body shots is because you got a guy like this, a high guard, what's open. Why I never liked that stance. I've always liked that Kronk type stance. Where you have like your hand here, so your body's protected, and you got it here, and you want to cut shots, boom, boom. I never liked this because you're open up the middle. Sometimes your guy's blocking your vision. You know, you keep your hands right here. Right in front of your face. I like keeping the hand there and just keeping the other hand like kind of right here.
Right.
And then you just make that little turn, and your whole side is covered.
That's it.
Guy comes back at you, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Never like this. the Oscar De La Hoya stance, you know, even the Manny Pacquiao stance.
Right.
I never liked that.
No, I didn't.
But,
I didn't either.
But, yeah, you know, the Tank knows what he's doing in there. And I got to be honest, I was impressed.
I was impressed
by the way he was able to gather himself and just be poised in that moment. Because once again, Ellerby was trying to say that, you know, this is the big stage, we're used to this. But Tank's never been on that stage either. I mean, he's been in sold out arenas.
Pay-per-view, he ain't been on that stage.
Yeah, he's never been there. And the way he, you know,
he looked nervous. Like I said, he looked nervous coming out. So I don't think that was, you know.
Yeah, but the way he adapted once the fight started going, and then even Calvin Ford said, "All right, let's control that adrenaline." And once he said that, he started calming down. And I got to give him credit, man. You know, we talk a lot of trash about some of the outside stuff. But
yeah,
we have to be objective when we're.
They did a great job with him, man. I tell you that.
We got to be objective when we're assessing the man's talent. And Ryan Garcia is going to be thrown under the bus today, because every time someone loses, what happens to them?
Quit.
They get thrown in the trash. Yeah, they get thrown in the trash bin, and they were trash. They were garbage. And,
yeah.
But that's part of the course, man. I'm learning, man. This is just how it is, and I'm just gonna have to accept it. But I'm not.
Twitterverse, you know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna endorse it, and I'm not gonna, you know.
Philly Drew. Ryan was exposed. Thank you so much, brother. He said Ryan was exposed as a B, C level fighter. So there you go. you know what I noticed?
Your own opinion.
In those that 4, 5, and 6 round, Tank never really came forward. He was never really the aggressor. But let me tell you what, neither was Ryan Garcia. Tank was actually, you know what I noticed there? Tank was actually, he was actually following Tank, not the other way around. He was following Tank. He wasn't the aggressor. He was following. Tank was making him come to him because he would go and Tank would move and he's following him. He's not punching. He's not throwing anything to, you know, that jab just went by the wayside. After that second round, that jab, I didn't see it again.
Yeah.
You know, and he would try to throw in like big combinations and stuff like that. But like I said, man, he would leave himself wide open. And against a guy like Tank, man, that's just dangerous. Just dangerous, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the seventh round here, man. Started out pretty good. Tank, they got in the real close. And Ryan Garcia, it looked like hit him with a left hand, like a big left hand. Almost like a big left hook. And they came together. Next thing I know, Ryan Garcia backs up and then drops down to a knee in the corner. And everybody's like, what? What's going on? You know, and he got counted out. And I'm like, I looked at him, and as soon as he dropped down, I was like, he ain't getting up. I was like, that had to be a body shot. I said, that had to be a body shot. Because it was a delayed reaction. And the fact is that he went down. You could see it in his face. That wasn't an ordinary shot, man. And when they showed the replay, it was beautiful. It was the most picture-perfect shot you'll ever see. And Tank landed two of those. That first left hand that put him down in the second round was picture-perfect. Picture-perfect knockdown. You could not do it any better than that. And then Big Dog in the chat, Ryan quit, you know, he said he hoed out.
Even professional fighters.
Well, Andy Ruiz and Tony Bellew said that they thought he could get up. Andy Ruiz, yeah I love Andy.
Kyle Frampton said the same thing. Ishe Smith, a lot of them were just saying he can get up.
Yeah, he couldn't get up. Guys, listen, if you watch the replay of that body shot, that hit him right on the liver. And anybody who's saying he got up probably never been hit in the liver like that. You know, all you have to do is tap the liver. You know, you tap it. That's it. It hurts. And it's a pain, like, when you get hit with that liver shot, it's like a pain I can't even describe. It's like, it's a weird kind of hurt. It's like something you've never really felt. It's not like pain like getting hit. It's not like getting hit in the jaw. It's not like getting hit in the face or anything like that. It's not even like getting hit in the stomach or anything. It's a different type of pain. Your body just shuts, you know, you like, it jolts you, you know. He couldn't have got up. Couldn't have got up if he wanted to. And I'm sure he wanted to.
And here's the thing, too. Even if he did get up, his legs were gone. He wouldn't have been able to do anything.
There wasn't nothing he could do.
He was basically, he basically would have been on spaghetti legs. Like, here's the thing, guys. And there comes a point sometimes in a fight where even if you do get up, you're so hurt and you're at a point where you really can't do, like, you'd be at like 10%, 20%. You can't defend yourself. Like, what good is it getting up sometimes when you don't have your faculties intact? Just because you're cognizant, you could see, you could talk, whatever, but that doesn't mean your legs are there. Different parts of the nervous system in the brain, bro. Like certain areas just get shut off when you get hit in certain spots, and when you get hit there. The nervous system that controls your legs pretty much rendered useless at that point. Even though you could talk and hear and move your arms, when you get up, that's why sometimes you get up and you hear and fighters talk, say, I'm okay, and they're wobbling over the fucking ring. It's because that part of the body has not recovered. That part of the nervous system has shut down. Houston, we have a problem here.
They got a big problem, yeah.
That's just how it works. Just because people saw him talking and whatever doesn't mean he could have got up and actually had his feet underneath him. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, Notorious of people calling fighters quitters because they lost their bets. A lot of people bet on Ryan last night, man. A lot of people bet on Ryan, that's for sure. I'm telling you, man, unless and like I said, I've never been hit that hard, but I've been hit. And it's like, man, I mean, that was a clean shot from a guy like Tank, who punches like a tank, you know? I mean, like,
I got hit there before, man.
Sure.
And I had a sharp pain in my side. And then the next day I woke up and I'm like, damn, why is this fucking still feel like I got a knife in my side? I went to the fucking hospital. I had a hairline fracture.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy, bro. It's not nice, bro.
Yeah. No, and like I said, man, I do not think he could have got up. I don't think so at all. I know he looked at the ref. If you watch the count, the ref comes over, and about three, he looks up at the ref, almost like he's going to wait for the eight count to get up. And as soon as the eight count hits, you can see he's trying, but he can't move. He can't move, man.
Yeah.
You know? And he got up at the count of 10 or whatever, but listen, man, that fight was over. Nothing he could do. He couldn't defend himself at that point. So,
yeah. It was over.
I mean, he didn't quit the fight. He just got hit, man. He just got, you know, listen, man, there's got to be a winner. There's got to be a loser. Why is the loser always dumped on? You know what I mean? There's got to be a winner and a loser, right? The winner and the loser, man. Like, why are the losers just all of a sudden the loser's overrated? This was a 50-50 fight coming into Friday, right? This was a 50-50 fight, you know, coming into the weigh-in and coming into the fight, 50-50. You know, and everybody's like, well, you know, why is it? It's such an even fight until after the fight, and then all of a sudden, you know, JC reminds me, you dump on Dubois, you know, that was different. That was a lot different. Dubois did quit that fight. It was a whole different issue. That was a big, whole different issue. Whole different issue. That's what happens when I lose money. You know what I mean? D Style, thank you so much, brother. He said, delayed reaction is usually how fighters react to a clean liver shot. We've seen it in decades of boxing. People calling it fake or that he quit or wrong. I agree. Philly Drew, thank you so much. He said, Tank versus Raleigh 2, brought to you by Manscaped. There you go. Yeah, I'll be real interested to see where Tank goes from here. Because I'll be honest, I still favor Haney over him big. I favor Haney over him. I think that, let me tell you what, because Haney ain't going to make those same mistakes. Haney's not going to get over aggressive. And if he waits for Haney, you're going to be waiting all night. I think Haney beats him. I still think Shakur has a real bad style for him. I think Shakur beats him. I Haney's my guy at 135 until I'm proven wrong. So
I'm starting to think that I think Shakur would beat him. I think definitely I would pick Shakur over him. But
yeah, you can't put hands on Shakur, man.
Starting to have a little bit of second thoughts with Haney, though.
How dare you?
But yeah, I'm thinking he may have a shot against Haney. He may have a shot against
How
Haney.
How dare you?
You're always
crapping on my pound-for-pound guys, aren't you? You just hate my list. You just hate
Haney's,
it. And you
Haney's been your guy. Haney's been your guy for a while.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has. The only people, Haney and Andre Ward, are the only people that I've really kind of set those pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you like those two guys.
Yeah. Action Jackson, thank you so much. He said, how has Ryan still not worked on head movement? I mean, listen, man, that guy is fast. Listen, he's fast. Tank is fast, man. I tell you what, when we were breaking this down last week, I think we gave the speed advantage to Ryan. I think we both gave the speed advantage to Ryan. Last night, there was a difference, man. I mean, Tank was really quick. I didn't realize he was that fast, especially compared to Ryan. He's fast, and he knows how to fight, man. He was good, man.
His feet were quick yesterday, too.
Yeah, yeah. So this was interesting after the fight. After the fight, this was very interesting, all right? So we got to look at the scorecards after the fight. In the second round, it was Dave Moretti. This moron scored the second round a 10-10. Tim Cheatham and Steve Weisfeld scored the second round 10-9.
That's outrageous.
Are you serious? This is a knockdown. What am I missing here? When do you in a big fight, any fight, score that a 10-8, 10-9 round? Yeah, 10-10 with a knockdown.
I mean, if you think Ryan won the round 10, you thought Ryan won the round 10-9, and then even with the knockdown, you still want to give Ryan the round. You still have to take one point away from the knockdown and add that point to the other guy. So it could at best be a 10-9. It's virtually impossible to score it a 10-10 unless you thought Ryan beat him so bad that it was a 10-8 type beating without a knockdown.
Yeah.
And then the knockdown nullified it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ryan had a good round, but that wasn't like friggin' he had Tank like staggering or hurt or anything like that. So, I mean, if you want to do 10-9, even that's a stretch, but 10-10 is virtually impossible.
Ryan won a majority of the round 10-point must system. Dude, come on, stop it. You know, and I'll tell you what.
10-10 is virtually impossible.
No, and if you, I'll tell you what, even if you wanted to, right, even if you wanted to, you couldn't give Ryan that round because he was knocked down.
Yeah.
You can't give him the round. And nobody knew the punch stats until after the round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't say, well, he only threw four, that's why I'm going to give him a shot. You didn't know the punch stats. You had no idea. Now, the rest, I mean, everybody had Gervonta winning. I mean, two of the judges had it 59, so they only gave him one round like me and Beeb did. What did let me see what the middle dude.
I gave Ryan two rounds. I gave Ryan the first and the sixth.
Yeah, they gave 10 on that second round. 59-56 is what Dave Moretti had. He gave Ryan the second and the third round. What the hell was he watching?
He gave him that second round.
How the hell could you give Ryan the third round?
Didn't two judges give that round 10-9 to Tank, and then they had it 10-10, right?
Yeah, 10-9, 10-9, and 10-10, yeah.
Yeah. So again, if you thought Ryan won the round, right, and you wanted to give it 10-9 to Ryan, right, but then you take one point away from the knockdown and you give it to Tank, then you could do 10-9. But if you think Tank won the round, you know, you want to give it 10-8. I gave it 10-8 to Tank because
– Yeah, I did too because that's the right thing to do.
I thought the knockdown – here's the thing. If a guy is getting really beat and staggered and he's flopping around and he's all over the place and he's on the ropes –
Mm-hmm.
And then a guy scores a flash knockdown, then if you want to do a 10-9. But it wasn't that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if one guy's winning the round so bad and doing everything but knock the guy down and hurt him so badly, and then the guy just comes back and scores a flash knockdown, then you could say that's 10-9 for the guy that scored the flash knockdown.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's kind of hard to do that.
Right. D-Style, thank you so much, brother. He says, a knockdown is like a grand slam in baseball. Unless you believe Ryan did enough to make up for that, it's a 10-8 round. 10-10 is impossible. Absolutely.
Yeah, 10-10 is impossible.
Absolutely. Run PMC in an era where judges basically don't use even rounds, and we have a 10-10 round on a knockdown. Incredible. Yeah, I don't know what in the world they were watching. I really don't. Now, all judges had it. I mean, they had Tank ahead at the time of the stoppage. What were the scores at the time of the stoppage here? Let me see. Cheatham had it 58-56. Moretti had it 59-56. And Weisfeld had it 59-55, which is exactly how I had it. I had 54 because he was not getting the points for the knockdown. So they had it. The fight was trending in the right direction. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that second round was about. I have no idea what that second round was about. You know, and it would have been interesting. I mean, were you going to give Tank a 10-8 round in that seventh round if Ryan got up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
Another crazy thing, when Sugar Ray Leonard fought Tommy Hearns and that fight was scored a draw in the second one, there were two rounds in that fight where Leonard didn't score a knockdown, but the judges thought that he was
10-8 rounds.
They gave him two 10-8 rounds because they thought he was hurting Tommy so badly. And that was
ridiculous.
It's a big controversy in that fight, too.
It was ridiculous. You don't give somebody a 10-8 round unless it was completely, I mean, you don't give somebody a 10-8 round really unless it's a knockdown. Otherwise, it's 10-9. You know, it doesn't, you don't give somebody a knockdown. I remember that fight. Why they gave Sugar Ray two 10-8 rounds and Hearns knocked him down legit, got 10-8 rounds. Why they gave Sugar Ray two 10-8 rounds, I'll never know.
It was kind of weird.
Never know.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, but Sugar Ray is fan favorite, though. They loved him.
He's my favorite fighter of all time, but even I had him losing that fight. Like, see, this is the thing, man.
That fight. Yeah.
He lost that fight, and he even said he lost that fight. So you ask him today if he won that fight, he'll tell you, no, I lost that fight.
Ryan sold this fight, period.
I had this fight 58-55, actually, fight to Tank.
Let me see.
I gave Ryan rounds 1 and 6, and I gave Tank a 10-8 in the second.
This is kind of online. I got a new phone, so everything's like not where it was.
Yeah. I think you had it the same as me.
I had a 58-54.
Oh, you didn't give him the 6 then?
No. Uh-uh. No.
Yeah.
I you know what? And that was a close enough round.
Yeah.
But to me it was close enough, and I thought that I still thought Tank was leading the fight in the sense that
I got you.
He was still following him around. Tank was kind of in control of the fight. They both landed good shots. I just thought you could have made a case either way. I mean, you really could have.
I understand. Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So that was the scorecards. Let me ask you a question, Beep. I had a bunch of people over last night. So, you know, when you have people, you can't really hear what's going on in the corner and everything like that. So I was really curious, what did Ryan Garcia's corner, what was Goosen telling him to do? Was Goosen giving him any, did they go to the corners with any instruction, or what was he telling him?
I couldn't hear everything because they didn't really have, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I was watching on DAZN, so my quality of my stream was
stop
not
it.
The,
oh,
the quality of my stream was not the greatest.
Come
just
on.
Being honest. You know, my sound wasn't perfect. Quality of my stream wasn't perfect.
Not
all. Being honest. I guess people were saying that he wasn't really telling them anything insightful or something like that in the corner. I guess he was telling them to, I don't know, to box or something, or I couldn't really hear everything that was being said in that corner. So
I don't know, you know, and again, I don't know what was said in the corner, but why in the world did Ryan Garcia get away from that game, get away from jabbing? And to me, they just had a bad game plan going in. Or maybe he just didn't execute the game plan. I don't know. But the way he fought, in and out, you know, jab, boom. He could have fought that fight and won it with a jab to me. You know, he could have been in and out of there, not getting any unnecessary exchanges. You're not going for a knockout. He could have made this fight easy. He really could have, I thought. Now, whether that's the case or not, I don't know, and we'll never know. But that's what I thought. I thought he could have really won this fight with his jab, you know.
Yeah.
Philly Drew, thank you so much, my man. He said, I'm sorry Joe's going to be pissed at me, but he took an L last night. The only good thing was the Morel KO. Oh, come on.
Drew, it's your dollar, man. If you spend your dollar, you have every right to critique what you bought. I get it, man.
Yeah, sure. I mean, listen, man, we all paid for it, so we all have an opinion.
You paid for it, so you have every right to criticize it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
I'll tell you that. But, yeah, I was – why, you know, Joe, he seemed like he was anxious. He wanted to go for that knockout, and I just thought that was the wrong thing to do, man. I thought he should have – I thought he should have played it because I thought he could outbox Tank. I thought that he could stay on the outside, No unnecessary exchanges. Stay on the outside with that jab. Occasionally drop the right hand in there. The left hook presents itself. You go with it. But otherwise, you stay and you fight him from the outside. You make him come to you. I mean, I thought that would have been a good game plan.
Yeah.
I don't know what this game plan was, but it clearly wasn't effective. I mean,
once again, it's just not being able to control your emotions in the moment. And again, it's a lot easier said than done. I understand that. Once your adrenaline's flowing and you land a good shot, you feel like you can get the guy out of there. I believe he thought he could knock the guy out. He hit him with an uppercut. Tank took it well. Tank's neck is like the size of a friggin' thing's gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
The size of a fucking man. His neck's the size of a tree log, you know what I mean? His fucking neck is thick. He took the shot well. Ryan hit him with a good uppercut, a good right uppercut, right? And Tank took it well. I mean, Tank kind of held him with just a tad bit, but then he recovered extremely quickly. And you saw how he came back from it. So, like I said, Tank lets you come to him. He gives you the impression that he's retreating from you. He gives you the impression that you're pushing him back. And I think he does that just enough to make you feel comfortable in order to draw you in and make a mistake. And you have to, and a lot of fighters, Santa Cruz is another guy he did that to. What did Santa Cruz do?
Oh,
came at him with the same, the same right hand, threw it three times in a row. Why? Because I'm throwing punches and this guy is not doing anything to stop me from throwing the punches.
Mm-hmm.
All he's doing is backing up. So you get the impression that your aggression is forcing him back. No, 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 no. That's what he wants you to think. And then by giving you that impression, what happens? You want to throw more punches, right? Fuck the jab. I don't need it.
Right.
He's letting me get my shit off.
Yep, that's it.
And again, everyone could say, well, he should have done this, should have done that, should have done this, should have done
right.
that. When your adrenaline is throwing, fighters are primal creatures, right? They want to attack. It takes a special person, only a handful of people, Andre Ward, Floyd Mayweather, you know, guys like that it can control themselves in the heat of the moment. It takes a special person to do that. No disrespect to Ryan. He's just not in that class to do that. Tank was.
Yeah.
Tank had stuff coming at him. He wasn't like, oh, I got to stop throwing punches. Well, he just took his time. I got to give him credit for that, bro.
He's a special fighter, man. There's no question. He is a special fighter.
He's a great fighter, man.
I mean, it was.
Great fighter.
Watching him.
I didn't pick him to win. You guys can fucking say whatever you want. Whatever. It's fine. Bring it on. We're here to take it. We don't get it wrong. We don't get it right. Attack me. That's fine. I'll still be here next week, though. Doesn't matter.
Not for nothing, B, but I did take Gervonta Davis to win the fight. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying that's why I'm the champ.
I said me. I didn't say me.
I'm just saying I'm
me.
The champ. That's why I'm the champ. That's why I get the
even
belt.
Even though you're not backing me up on this, I'm not asking you to. I'll take the L single-handedly.
Yeah, I'm like Don
Kill
King.
Me.
I got to go home with the winner. You know what I mean? It just
Kill
is
me.
What it is, you know?
Bring it on. All I know is this guy ain't losing ever.
Tyson Fury. All right, so let me tell you this. So there was I don't know what was going on at that post-fight press conference. De La Hoya, Hopkins, Goosen, all no-showed.
You ever see Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Remember when Henry goes and sees what's his name there? The old guy? The old guy's name again?
I can't remember.
Oh, shit. Get the old guy's name. He goes and sees the old guy. Paulie. He goes and sees Paulie. Paulie's frying the sausages in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Paulie found out that he was dealing drugs after Paulie told him not to. So Henry goes in the kitchen. He's sitting there crying. Paulie, I'm sorry, Paulie. I'm sorry. And he goes, told you not to deal that shit, didn't I? I told you not to deal that shit, didn't I? But you didn't even listen. You didn't even give a damn about me, man. You threw me under the bus. He goes, I got to turn my back on you. I got to turn my back on you. That's what De La Hoya, that's what Joe Goosen, and that's what Bernard Hopkins did to Ryan. They turned They got to turn their back on him. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for real.
What happened?
I mean, look.
I got to turn my back on you.
You know,
I think they were embarrassed. You know what?
Yeah.
They may have thought themselves, possibly, that Ryan could have got up and didn't. And maybe they didn't like the way he went out.
Could be. That could be.
I'm surprised, honestly, surprised at the amount of fighters who are saying that they think Ryan Garcia could have got up. And they're questioning his heart a little bit here. A lot. A lot.
Yeah. Little Penny says, I look like Paulie. I don't know. Well, who was Paulie? Who was Paul? I don't know who Paulie was.
Paulie was the big Paul Vario. He was the big boss.
Oh,
he was the big boss.
Guys, come on. Stop it. Madam,
he was the big boss.
Little Penny. Not all. D-Style, thank you so much. He said, Delahoy and B-Hop supposedly had dinner reservations. Oh, yeah. It was more important than the after fight, huh? Something tells me that if Ryan won by knockout or decision, they would have been there.
Yeah, would have been
they
there.
All would have been there, you know? I think that, you know, listen, man, I know that LRB would have been there if Tank lost. I think LRB would have been there. All the PBC guys, the, you know, how would they kind of run that entourage or whatever, they would have all been there. And they would have supported their guy, win or lose. The fact that they didn't support their guy, I mean, look, man, if I'm any fighter and I'm in Golden Boy and they wrote him off like that, dude.
That's bad.
Come on, man.
Better. Sort of like what I said to Robbie that day.
Derek looks like Fred Flintstone.
It's like that day. It's like that day when I had that coming to Jesus speech with Robbie that day. What did I say to him? I got to turn my back on you, Robbie.
I got
to
turn my back on you.
The producers don't want you back. I got to turn my back on you. I got to do what the producers want.
You gotta
Sorry. Sorry, Robbie. I talked to the producers. I talked to everybody. I talked to the legal team, everyone. Couldn't get you back.
Yeah, who's Golden Boy? I tell you what, who does Golden Boy got now? Because if I'm
Ortiz.
Ryan, I don't know. Yeah, Virgil Ortiz is good. But if I'm Ryan, man, how many – I don't know how much – time he's got left on that contract, but I'm finding another place to go. You know, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's going to leave them.
That was ridiculous, man. You don't listen, man. You ride with that guy. He's your guy. You're hyping him up all week, and then you just don't show up.
He's going to Eddie Hearn next. You watch. Eddie Hearn will scoop him up.
Yeah.
He'll rebuild him. Guess who he'll fight next? Conor Ben.
Yeah, right. He just got suspended. Didn't he get he popped again for some illegal stuff?
No, they just put him on the suspension. They UCAD and the board being gonna suspend them. It's crazy. Fucking crazy.
At the press conference, Ryan said that he didn't think he said his legs didn't feel strong, and I think he was actually like blaming the cut a little bit without blaming the cut. Do you think that cut affected him?
Okay. Even if it did affect him, he still would have lost. At best, he could have done a little better, but
yeah.
Based off what I saw, I don't think if they fought at 140, he would have won that fight.
I just don't think.
I could be wrong. I just don't get the sense he was going to win that fight. Based off
not with that game plan he had, no. And like I said, he just went in there like with reckless abandon in that first round. And when I saw him throwing like that, I'm like, he's going to get clipped. I said he's getting the better of the exchanges now. He's going to get clipped, though. I said, you know, you can't go in there with Tank and just throw shots like that and get in exchanges and expect to, you know.
But the problem is this. Regardless of what the reason was for what happened last night, people are always going to wonder, good amount of people are always going to wonder, what if there wasn't a rehydration clause? What if there wasn't a catch weight?
Right.
What if it was at 138 instead of 136 without a rehydration clause? So whenever you do these things, right, you open up the door for questions. So I'm not going to say that he would have won without those things. I don't think he would have won. I think Tank won fair and square. I don't think the rehydration clause played, even if it played a factor, it wouldn't have been the determining factor in him not winning the fight, in my opinion.
No.
That's just my opinion.
If Ryan came in with that game plan last night, I don't care where the fight was at. I don't care what you gave him, what any scenario you wanted to put down. He ain't winning that fight. He's just not, man. No.
Tank proved he was the better fighter.
Yeah, he did. And I'll tell you what, we both looked at each other on that weigh-in. We were both talking on that weigh-in, and we both said, I don't like the way Tank looks. I didn't like the way he looked at that weigh-in. Ryan looked a little bit drawn. I just didn't like the way he looked at that weigh-in. And then when he was coming out for the main event, I didn't like the way he looked then. You know, I thought he looked real nervous. He just didn't. But, hey, man, I tell you what, he did his job, man. He did great. And I think maybe he had some pre-fight jitters, but or maybe that was just his focus. I don't know.
Yeah. But he did kind of settle himself down real quick, so I got to give him credit for that.
Well, I tell you what, getting hit in the face will do that to you. You know, I mean, when when you're all hyped up and all of a sudden you get hit in the face, you tend to focus up, man, you know. So, yeah, man. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who's next for Tank. As far as Ryan Garcia goes, my guess is he'll get like a showcase type of fight where he'll come back, win pretty quick, win pretty easy, pretty convincingly, like a confidence builder type of fight. Where does he go with Goosen now? You know, I mean, because Goosen wasn't at that presser either. Goosen was nowhere to be found either. So, I don't know. I don't know where you kind of feel bad for him looking out on it because like, all those guys just voted, you know, like when he lost, I mean, that's your team. You expect them to be, hey, we got you still, you know, but no, they were all gone.
I got a feeling they just didn't like the way that fight ended. And they kind of, maybe they're upset.
De La Hoya is the last person to talk about staying down on a body shot. He is the last person, you know, being knocked out by Bernard Hopkins in that fight. He is the last person to talk about getting knocked out from a body shot. If anything, you would think he understands. You know, I mean, they were both well placed shots, both De La Hoya's shot with Hopkins and Tank's shot. I mean, they were both well placed shots, man. And that, you know, you saw the torque on that shot, on that seventh round. That torque, he hit him hard. He hit him hard.
Oh yeah.
You know. Ahmed says, don't compare Ryan to Oscar. Oscar took a dive.
We never said they were the same fighter, but it was a similarity.
Yeah, definitely a similarity. I mean, if anybody could sympathize with the body shot, it should be De La Hoya, right?
It wasn't identical, but it was similar, you know?
Yeah, right? Little Penny, who is it? Let's see here. Said somebody was, DJ from Texas. Oscar went down too, body shot by Hopkins. Right, that's what I'm saying, man. Oscar took a dive against Centurion. Says Oscar took a dive against Hunt. Stop it. And how much money? This was always cracks me up. How much money did Oscar get for taking that dive against Bernard Hopkins? How much money did he get? Because if he beats Bernard Hopkins, that sets him up as what, the middleweight champion, and what? How many riches are coming his way? How many big fights are coming his way? Yeah. I never did understand. Like people would actually think you could pay a fighter to get knocked out. Not in that level. Maybe at a local club level, not at that level. At that level, you look at judges, you know, those guys are getting like $1,000, $2,000. Yeah, I give him $80,000 or $50,000. Yeah, he's going to vote my way. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
But it's too much money to just take a dive. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the undercard a little bit here. I thought it was a good undercard. I really did. I thought all the fights were fairly good. David Morrell versus Yamaguchi Falco. The WBA regular middleweight champion, man, Morrell had zero problem with this guy. And I didn't figure he would. What was he, 10 years older? He was like 35 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, this was a complete whitewash, man. Morrell immediately called out David Benavidez after the fight, which I thought was very interesting. I like that fight a lot. David Morrell looks good. He looks really, really good, man. He looks solid. Do you think he beats David Benavidez?
I don't, but I've been wrong before.
Right. We all have.
If he did beat David Benavidez, it wouldn't be a shocker. I would say no, but it's not going to be a walk in the park for David Benavidez.
That's a good fight, man. They're both in PBC. It's a makeable fight, which is more important.
I heard it's next anyways.
Oh, I hope
they already. Yeah, I heard they have like a deal already ready. They're just waiting to see what happens with this Canelo fight because they don't know if Morell will be ordered to be the mandatory for Canelo's WBA belt because he's got the regular title, and they're trying to consolidate belts. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Morell,
we'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out.
Who's going to fight Morell?
Yeah.
I mean, you're even fighting Benavidez for big money. Or you're fighting Canelo for money. You know what I mean? Can't beat it.
He's in a sweet spot.
Yeah, you can't beat it. He's in the catbird seat for no sure. Beck the Bully versus Gabe Rosado. This was the fight, aside from the main event, that I was looking forward to for weeks now. Because that first fight, I couldn't believe Rosado knocked him out. You know, I couldn't believe Rosado won that fight. Beck came in with all this hype and everything behind him and then gets pasted by Rosado. I was real curious to see what that second fight was going to look like. And, Beck the Bully avenges KO loss. Scores 99-91, unanimous on all scorecards. So there you go. It wasn't a great fight, but Beck, you could see a little bit more caution with Beck. You could see him trying to stay away from those big shots. And Rosado, I tell you what, Deeb, and you let me know, maybe I'm wrong here. Rosado didn't get dusted in that fight. Like, he wasn't beat up, per se. He can still fight again. He's still going to fight again, you know? And I'm like, why is this guy still fighting, man?
Gabe is not going to stop fighting until he's carried out in a stretcher. And I love Gabe. He's a great guy. I just don't want to see the guy, like, hang on too long, man. There's going to be that time where you're just going to the wrong – you can be the wrong place at the wrong time, and boom. I don't wish that on anybody, man.
No, I don't either.
I just don't.
I don't either. All right, let's go to the phones real quick, see what you guys thought of it here. 530, Robert, ringside Robert. You're live.
Hello, guys. Joe, I agree with you. I love Gabe, but I'm afraid that he won't quit until he's forced to quit, and I would like to see him walk away because he does good commentating when he works on fights on DAZN. He's a very well-spoken guy, and I don't want to see him get hurt. Congratulations to Tank Davis. I didn't pick him. I thought he would lose, but he did a very good job last night. And it's ironic that you bring up the Hopkins De La Hoya shot, Eric, because that shot that Tank hit Ryan with last night, it reminded me of that. It also reminded me of Roy Jones doing the same thing to Virgil Hill. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, fighters, when you get hit like that, you know, nobody can get up. If anybody's saying that Ryan could have got up and continued, they were nuts. There was no way. That fight was over, you know?
Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie, I heard when Mrs. Herrick landed that shot against you, you got up.
Yeah. We don't fight in this house, Joe. We watch fights. We don't fight.
I love how he took the question seriously.
Did Mrs. Herrick watch that fight with you yesterday?
She watched both cards with me yesterday. I was surprised.
Is she around right now? Can I say hi to her?
No, she's not. She's taking her afternoon nap. So.
I want to say hi to her, see how she's doing.
Congratulations to Tank. Hopefully he's not going to be out of commission for too long because he's got options. I don't know. Now, since this fight was put together with PBC and Golden Boy and Showtime and DAZN, I wonder if this is going to open up Tank to be able to fight, you know, like a Devin Haney, Shakur Stevenson, Lomachenko on the other side of the street. I wonder if PBC is going to be more open to giving him more fights or whether they're going to go back to their old routine of keeping everything in-house.
We don't know.
I don't know. I think when a big fight opens up, they take it. Listen, man.
This is,
you got to be happy for both fighters here because both fighters wanted this fight and both fighters made it happen.
Yes.
And they put a lot of stumbling blocks in the way of Ryan Garcia. Tank was the only one with the rematch clause. They put a million things in front of Garcia, and to his credit, he took it.
That's right.
You know, so, hey.
I think they've proven for the right fight, they will work with other organizations. They've done it before. And, you know, just think people overstate that so much now. You know, that's a Floyd Mayweather that's a Floyd Mayweather construct. Oh, I only fight on Showtime. I'm the A star.
Yeah.
I do that. A couple of those fighters over there kind of they follow that script and they kind of repeat what he says word for word. I'm not going to mention who they are, but there are other fighters over there like David Benavidez and Stephen Fulton. They'll fight anybody. They'll do whatever it takes to get fights done. Mm-hmm. So
I hate it when everybody
throws all of the PBC fighters into one basket when they're not all like that. They're just not, in my opinion.
Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth, Joe, because I was going to say coming up in July, we got Stephen Fulton going over to Japan to fight the monster. So, I want to see more of this because, you know, PBC's got a lot of good fighters, but I would like to see more cross promotions. It makes boxing more interesting if more of these type things can be put together.
Well, once we see the actual numbers from this pay-per-view, which I think we will see because I think this is going to be
a big one. Yeah, I think this is a big
one. This is a big one. Judging by from what I've heard out there.
What were
the problems? Let me ask you a question. Hey, Robert, hang on 1 second.
All right.
What were the problems? Joe, you watched this on DAZN, and I saw that there was a discount on DAZN. I just don't trust DAZN. You know what I mean? In the sense that, like, when I watch it, I don't want to have a bunch of people over watching a fight. When I want to watch a fight, I want to make sure it's uninterrupted. And that's why on cable, I knew it was going to be, or on DirecTV, I knew it was going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, even if I had to pay the extra 20, I knew it was going to be fine. Anytime I watch anything on DAZN, they got, and you had mentioned this too, the letters on the screen or whatever pop up. Sometimes it goes to HD, then it fades back out, depending on the, you know. We've got perfect internet over here, you know what I mean? It's like there's, you've got fast internet, I've got fast internet. We both got high speed, highest speed internet, both of us, you know.
Not reliable. It actually was, like, it was like I was watching it on a stream. Like one of those streams that you go on the internet, like one of those streams you go on the internet. You know what I mean? Like when we watched that Floyd Mayweather tension fight, that's what it looked like. One of those streams. and the reason why we had to watch it on the stream is because we missed it. We weren't able to buy it, so we had to watch it on the stream. Like for fights that I've ever streamed that I couldn't buy on pay per view or they weren't on television, this is what that reminded me of. This did not remind me of a. Like when you watch the fights on ESPN Plus, do you ever have those problems?
No.
I never have those problems on ESPN Plus.
No.
The Zone is just it's not a quality platform in my opinion. They have horrible announcers. They have horrible picture quality.
I hate their announcers too.
Every now and then, you got Akin Barak in there who are basically guys who are. Goofballs with all
the guys want to play touch button, dress up with somebody else, man. Go do it on another channel. I'm not interested in it. You know what I mean?
You have the buffering and it's just inconsistent, you know? And, you know, some people are saying, oh, I don't have these problems. I have a hard time believing you guys have a flawless stream. You guys are just the Zone fanboys. You like Eddie Hearn.
Like,
Eddie Hearn is a
film.
I like Eddie Hearn too.
It doesn't mean I'm going to ride with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you guys just don't want to say anything bad about the Zone. Like,
yeah, they're not paying you anything. Trust me.
You're not going to tell me that picture quality is the same as ESPN Plus or Showtime. I'm just not going to accept it. Because I've seen all three. I've watched in different housings, different homes. I've been over different people's houses, and I've experimented. It's a shit fucking stream. That simple.
That is.
To pay $225, and then pay a fucking $60 pay-per-view price. Again, it's a shit fucking stream for what I'm paying for. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not worth the money.
And I watched it in a different location. I watched the Cordina fight in a different Cordina-Ragamoff fight in a different place, right? Not at this residence, at a different place, and it still stopped. I still got those fucking numbers at the top. I still got the blurriness and then the fade in and out and all this shit. So don't fucking tell me. And then the black screen and the green. It's again. I was able to watch the fight. You know, but it was not a great experience. Then the sound went out for a couple seconds. again, I don't want to hear it. Fucking just because you guys love Eddie Hearn and you want to strap a saddle to his, you know what, and
oh,
you want to ride it.
Oh,
that
come
is
on.
Not my fucking problem.
Come on, that's not necessary. Stop
that is
it.
Not my problem. Not my problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the past comments.
Oh, Showtime sucks. Why? Because PBC's on there?
Who cares?
So Showtime's guilty by association of PBC because you don't like PBC? I got to stop. Go ahead, Eric. Take the reins because I'm going off.
Check your phone. D-Style sent you a text.
But
all right,
no,
Robert, so what did you think? I mean, where does Tank rank here? Is he the new face of boxing or what?
After last night's performance, I think you got highly considerate. But commenting on the DAZN thing, that's why I paid the extra price to buy it on the TV, because when I bought Canelo pay-per-views, for example, on DAZN, you know, there's been times where I've had issues, like with the Canelo Triple G 3 fight, I had to end up watching it the next day. And I'm worried in a couple of weeks Canelo's going to fight and DAZN is going to be the only place where you can buy that. I don't know if I want to spend money if I have to worry about, you know, the stream going in and out or whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, he's fighting in a couple of weeks, I guess, Canelo is, John Ryder. And I'll tell you what, man. You look at that card, and I'll run over here in a minute, but you look at that card. That card is the drizzling you-know-what. It is awful. And you know what? I'm not paying for it. Is it on pay-per-view or just on DAZN?
No, it's on pay-per-view.
On pay-per-view on DAZN.
I ain't paying for it. Yeah, I ain't paying for
it.
I'll tell you that right now. I am not buying that fight.
And this is where DAZN fails. Because if they were smart, they would, like ESPN Plus, you want to buy pay-per-view there. There are times when they offer it on other platforms. Like, you can go on pay-per-view.com and buy it. You know what I mean? With DAZN, they don't let you do that. So,
no, and again, see, that's why I took advantage of my options yesterday. I had two options. I could buy it on DAZN or I could buy it on DirecTV. I chose to buy it on DirecTV because I knew I knew that I could see all four fights without any interruptions. And
let
Eric,
me read this, and this is from, I believe, hang on. Let me read this. This is from D-Style, correct, B? Is this from you? From D-Style? He just got a message. He got a message from DAZN. It says, thank you for contacting DAZN customer support. We apologize unreservedly to any customer who experienced a delay which may have impacted their ability to watch last night's fight. We are investigating the issue and will be in touch with the affected customers in due course. Once again, thank you for contacting DAZN customer support. You know, really, that should be a money-back thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that should be a money-back thing.
There's been times when I've called up the cable company and I've just said, I didn't like the quality of this stream.
Yeah,
I got the money back. I got the money back.
Yeah.
With DAZN, you can't call up. You got to email them. You don't get an email back. D-Style tried to buy the pay-per-view 3 times on DAZN, and it wouldn't let him buy it.
Right.
And he had to go buy it on Showtime.
Yeah. Well.
And they still took his money.
Love it. Yeah.
They still took his money.
That's beautiful. All right, Robert. We're gonna get going, man. Thank you so much for the call. I'm gonna leave you on hold. Everybody out there, if you like what we're doing, if you're enjoying it, you're having a good time, whether you agree or don't agree, hit the thumbs up button, man. Show us some love here. We got 200 some odd people watching the show. We only got like 40 likes. Come on, guys. Guys, come on. I'm not asking you to work in a coal mine here. Just hit the button.
Are you guys mad because I'm talking shit about the DAZN? Is that the reason? Just
that's
like
it.
The
that's
fucking,
it. See,
like
I told you.
Like the video, please.
Yeah. Yeah, and I told you. Just quit talking about the DAZN. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
210, area code 210. I think this is Texas somewhere.
Yeah, it's
you're
Anthony
live.
Here in Texas. It's Anthony in Texas.
Anthony,
what's
happening, man?
Hi, Anthony.
How much, guys?
How are you?
Oh, good, good. Enjoying another show. I usually save y'all for when I go to work, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it was a big night last
night.
Awesome,
man.
It was a good time. With events like this, I root for people, but I'm rooting for the event. And with this many eyeballs on it, it's kind of like the Mayweather-Pacquiao. I just wanted no controversy and an entertaining fight. And you know, with the outcome, that's undeniable, right? So that's what happened last night. You know, it just coming in, this is the first fight I've seen of this magnitude where neither guy is proven and they're not champions. It was weird. Didn't y'all find it weird when they were introducing them? And there's no titles. They're just saying the wildly popular Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. That was weird. Like, yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like a. It sounded
but I think
like
it was great.
Yeah.
I think it was great that no titles were on the line. It was just two guys fighting. And as big as this was, there were no belts on the line. And as big as this fight was with casuals, you know, and everybody, it was huge. And that was great.
Yeah, they were showing it. You go on all the platforms or whatever you use, all these social medias, everybody, look on everybody's timeline, everybody's watching it. So I'm just glad that it was entertaining and it wasn't a dud. And what really is a surprising thing is usually you don't see fighters at this weight class transcend like that. You know, Mayweather and all them, they started at these weights, but they usually don't, like, get big until they get closer to welterweight. So that's kind of impressive where you see these guys in round 135 that put on an event this big, because it's usually they usually have to work their way up towards welterweight. You know what I mean? But now we know questions are answered. I think the weight did kind of affect Ryan. He looked more mentally drained, kind of like Victor Ortiz vibes. Maybe not that far, but he just seemed like mentally he just couldn't withstand the mental pressure. You know, he had a great trainer. That goes to show you that fighters are going to do what they do, man. If they ain't ready like Ryan is, or he's not at that level, then they're just going to do what they do. And, you know, Tank is that level. Now we know, okay, he's showing that. So hopefully they can, you know, get the real fight going now. Because I was telling everybody, all these casuals, watching with a bunch of casuals, didn't know any better. I was showing them pictures of Devin Haney. I'm like, this is the champ. And then I'm showing pictures of Shakur. I'm like, this is the guy who could probably beat all of them. But, he's not the most entertaining, but I don't know if they're going to fight. So it was good. I think Oscar's done. You know, I love Oscar as a fighter, man. He was one of mine growing up. He fought everybody. But as a promoter, I don't know, man. He's, like, stuck in his midlife crisis for a while. And I know a lot of his fighters ain't happy. Now, I've been calling for years that, you know, Ryan Garcia is going to leave him. Victor Ortiz is going to leave him. I've known fighters, like, from here that were signed to him. They just didn't like the guy. He's selective. He doesn't show up to all the events. He deserves his lifestyle. He earned it. But, you know, you see him out there with his six-pack and his Barbie doll running around. And you can tell his focus isn't all on boxing. You know, he's enjoying life like he should. But, you know, it's just the promoters needed, like, he's not like Bob, where he's going to be there from the first undercard at every fight. You know what I mean? And be in place for all the fights. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I just hope they can make the fights. And, you know, it's just – that's the most frustrating thing going forward. Like, how are they going to – Ryan had to give in to everything, and I didn't like the stipulations, but I don't think Shakur and them are going to follow suit. You know, I don't know what you guys think.
No, I don't believe so either. Yeah, I don't believe so either. All right, Anthony, we're going to get running, man. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. 214. I believe this is Texas 2. You're live. 214.
What's up, guys? It's the Inevitable. D-Block, D-Town, D-City, Boston, stand up.
This guy's the best.
What's
this guy
up,
comes out of a comic book. I love it.
I love it, man.
I'm right. I just want to let y'all know that I'm sad. I was really rooting for Ryan. I felt like he was ready for the moment. But, you know, Canelo wasn't ready for the moment either when he fought Floyd. You know, it's two different fights. But also, Canelo had plenty of more fights under his belt. Ryan, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm proud of him because he proved everybody, you know, people can say he got knocked down or whatever, he got hurt by the body, but I really do feel like this stupid rehydration clause and all this shit really fucked up the whole thing for me. If it would have been legitimate at 140, I wouldn't have a problem. People are going to say they know I hate Tank Davis. Yeah, I hate Tank with facts because I consider him, no, he's not a real champion. Secondary champion. I think he only won one with Pedraza, but even Pedraza said that he was just – he really didn't want to be in that weight class anymore. He was just holding it just for the belt. But I also got to give now that Tank – I think he gained more pounds than Ryan did last night. If you look at the bodies, I mean, you could see that Tank really gained a lot of weight. And Floyd also, man, he's not a good promoter. Let's be honest with that. He lost Tank, but it looks like Tank never left. That shows me something about his integrity of saying that he was going to leave him. He was going to be his own man. But at the end of the day, you know, he's always proven me right. He didn't prove me right last night, but I still consider Ryan. He's still young. I mean, he's going to come up and go to 140. and do something. I don't know what he's going to do, but for me, I got to give praise to him because of what he did. If it wasn't without him, Tank Davis wouldn't be having a good pay-per-view event last night. I'm being honest with you. And where do I see Tank Davis going from here? Isaac Cruz was at the fight. I think they're going to give him Isaac Cruz. And then after that, I don't think he even wants to fight Haney or Shakur because they asked him last night about it. And he said, well, you know, I don't really want to talk about that. You know, he has to finish up his job. But what do y'all think, guys? And with DAZN, I didn't have a problem. I know y'all were bashing. I mean, he was bashing DAZN. But I got to respect DAZN, bro, because they – I mean, where can you go to an app where you can go and see all the history of boxers that we love, you know, or we like, you know, certain fighters that they have there? They got a great classic library of boxing. I mean, they're trying their best, man. I mean, I consider – I have more respect for them than Showtime. It's not because of the PPC, but when you get Showtime, once the fight's done, they take the fight, bro. You know what I mean? I mean, what do y'all think about everything I said? I mean, just that's all I got to say.
All right, man. We're going to get running. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold and we'll listen for our answer. Go ahead, Beeb.
I think ESPN is the best. ESPN Plus has a much bigger library of fights. They have all of the old Pacquiao fights. They have all of the old Mayweather fights. They have all of the old De La Hoya fights. Again, Showtime is good. And I've said this. I like Showtime for specific events. When you have the big pay-per-view events, I like them on Showtime because I know the stream is going to be quality. And I'm not going to have to worry about it dying out. Overall, my favorite network has always been ESPN. I like Top Rank and their product. I think they have the best fighters in the world. They have a lot of up-and-coming fighters. They, you know, and they build fighters. And I just think overall, they have the best product, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I would agree with
and
that.
And ESPN Plus is an app, right? But it never acts up like DAZN. It's not 720p. It's 1080, and it's just a better app, you know. It's a cheaper app, right? And they also have their pay per view, and their pay per views are sometimes $50. Right.
The pay-per-views, the ESPN pay-per-views are usually pretty good as far as the stream goes and everything. I've never had a problem with them.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with them.
UFC
like, so,
or whatever, yeah.
So I like ESPN the best, if I'm being honest. I've always liked ESPN the best.
Yeah, there you go. All right, 480, this is Arizona here. 480, you're live.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening? Who are we talking to?
Checkmate Boxing.
Checkmate, I gotcha.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, what I tell you?
Congratulations to Tank.
Babe, you know
he won, but you did it. Congratulations to Tank. It's his victory. Don't try to take Tank's victory from him. Let Tank enjoy the moment. Don't steal it from him. You didn't win. Tank won. Take one, not you. You didn't get paid for this fight. You didn't get a belt. Take one, not you.
I just told you that what it was. I told you what it was going to be. I guaranteed a knockout. You know what I mean? I called
one, baby.
Knockout 1-6. It happened at 7. But I also, you kept ignoring me. I offered you the $100 bet, Beeb. You saw me, Beeb. I offered, and big ups to Ivan.
I already lost money. Ooh, I already lost money on FanDuel and DraftKings. You want to snake me for more? You want to snake me for more? What kind of person are you?
Beeb, did you see my bet offer? Yes or no? Did you see my bet off? Come on, you see my.
Of course I did. Of course I did.
Ah, but you ignored it.
Of course I did. Yeah, because I was getting 2.5 to 1 on friggin' DraftKings, and I bet him for the decision too, and I got like a +800. Why am I going to bet you straight up when I'm getting odds? I'm a businessman.
Businessman.
Oh God. Where you go?
Did we drop him? I guess we might have dropped him. And now he's
all that money.
I don't know.
All that money you win, you can't get a quality
line. Yeah, get a quality line. All right, we're going to move
on.
Let's see here. Jamie Nieto, thank you so much, brother. He said, all the weight classes ruined boxing, ruined the fight for me. feel the weight became an issue longer than the fight went. Tank fan, but feel he pulled some BS here. A lot of people feel like that. I'll be honest, man. I don't know that the weight really played that much of a.
Yeah.
I thought he looked good.
Yeah, I'm going to give Tank his credit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Let's see here. 915. I think this is El Paso. It might be D-Style. 915, you're live.
What up? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wake up. Come on.
Awesome. So, look, I just want to make sure, like, I see a lot of people, like, going out of the way to let everybody know that my DAZN stream worked, and mine was perfectly fine. I had zero issues. My DAZN stream even served me breakfast that morning and made me lunch. I had no issues with it, right? I mean, look, there's no such thing. Anyone who says they never have issue with any app is a liar. That's number one. Apps are known to have issues. That's why they always have updates. What are the updates? To fix their issues. So don't bullshit somebody that's worked with apps before, okay? That's number one. So don't come to me with the I never had issues ever bullshit. Right, that's number one. And DAZN is known to have more issues than all the other apps. They charge more than everybody else. If you charge more, you expect more. All right, I expect a better service. Here was my issue. My issue was that I bought the pay-per-view. Right? I was originally going to go to my brother's. I ended up not going because I had to work graveyard. I didn't want to, like, go out and then have to come back home, et cetera. So I just ordered the fight. I'm thinking, well, look, by golly gee, I'm going to get a 20% or whatever, or a $20 discount. Let me order it on DAZN. Let me just chill, relax. I can't just chill and relax because I order it. They take my – they have no issues taking my money. That I will say. DAZN never has a problem taking people's money. When it comes to taking people's money, they have no issues with that, right? I just wish they put attention to detail and all the other things other than taking the money. I ordered a fight, and it's not working, all right? And then it's telling me, you already ordered the fight. And I think to myself, okay, so I want to watch it. Is there a button for watch? I log out. I log back in. It doesn't work. I removed the app from my phone. I re-downloaded the app. I made sure it was updated. And then it still wouldn't let me watch. I went to my laptop. It wouldn't work. I went to all devices. I do not share my DAZN, right? But I have previous devices that were logged in. I removed them all. All of them. I did all the troubleshooting for DAZN. I didn't need any customer service. I did everything because I've done this for a living before in the past. And then I still couldn't watch it. So then I try to go to their chat. No customer service. How the hell are you going to be selling something for $60 that night and have no customer service? If I watch, you know, MLB Extra Innings, they have people available until the last fucking inning, right? Yet, how can you not have customer service of any way, shape, or form and then tell me we'll get back to you on Monday? You're going to get back to me on Monday. The fight's right now. They're not going to fight on Monday, right? So then what do I need to do? I tried to order it again, and I said, well, maybe I have ordered from my laptop. Fuck it. I'll take care of the second payment later with them. It took my money again, and I still didn't watch it. I had to go to Showtime. I had zero issues on Showtime, right? So now I have to pay $20 extra to buy it on Showtime. And I know they're not going to give me a discount for that. They're not going to, DAZN's not going to credit me for what I purchased on Showtime. Anyway, my point is, I'm not the only one that has this issue. Other people that don't know me, that were just ranting on Twitter, described the same exact issue I had. Right? So unless you believe a bunch of strangers all got together, right, and just try to make up a story just to make DAZN look bad or some shit, right, you need to take a step back. People should not be playing Russian roulette with a fucking stream. Okay, I hope I'm not the one that gets a fucking bullet, right? Just because it works for you doesn't mean it works for everybody. Right? I obviously and other people have the issue. DAZN has acknowledged that there was an issue, right? And that's all I wanted to say about that, right? The app needs fixing. Right. They charge way too fucking much, man. It's ridiculous.
I would agree.
It is. A lot of people that were, like, trying to, like, pretend they didn't have issues on DAZN yesterday on Twitter, that were lying, they were being paid by Eddie Hearn to do that. It's that simple. It's that simple. They were being paid. They were Eddie Hearn plants.
They were Eddie Hearn plants.
They were Eddie Hearn plans.
I'm going to give you $20 to go and sing the Zone's praises.
It's just
they got a free, they got a free pay-per-view to do that.
So one more thing, and I'll go. Look,
yeah.
Obviously, Tang Davis, you know, I think Ryan just didn't have the right game plan. And you know what? For people saying, oh, you should have boxed, and maybe, but for how long was Ryan going to be able to do that? Like, Ryan has never won a fight like that, like boxing on his back foot, using a jab. And like, he's not going to turn into Devin Haney overnight, right? And doing that, it's going to be difficult, in my opinion. I just think that he felt he needed to go for it. I did not like what Joe Goosen was saying. Like, oh, Ryan, he likes to do his own thing. I need to work around it. I don't know. That does not sound like Joe Goosen. Like when I read that quote, I couldn't believe it. But any boxing coach that is saying, oh, yeah, my fighter makes all the rules, I just kind of work around him. You know, like, that is ridiculous to me. Ryan needs to go back to the drawing board. There's a lot of things Ryan needs to do, a lot of things he needs to work on. The reality is, if we kind of look back, his biggest test was Campbell, who's a good fighter, but that's his only test, really. He was not battle-tested that much aside from that fight. Tank, even I criticize the level of opposition, but it's still decent opposition. Mario Barrios is a big guy, right? And then you, Isaac Cruz is a lot better, I believe, than people give him credit for. That's why he's fought tall guys, short guys. He fought punchers like Raleigh. He's fought guys that try to, like, good boxers, like the Garcia guy from January. So he fought different styles. He's seen it all more so than Ryan, and I think it showed. I think the level showed, the experience showed, and now I want to see Tank get in there with the winner of Loma Haney. That's what I want. If Haney wins, I think it's more likely, because I believe Haney will be a free agent. But one last thing I'll say, the only guy that beats Tank at lightweight, the only one, is Shakur Stevenson. That's it. Sorry, Eric. I think he will catch.
No,
I think Haney will be up on the card, but I think he gets knocked out.
No, no way, man. No way. All right, G-Style, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. We appreciate all your support, too, man. Thank you so much, man. And also, B, why don't you tell about the Thursday shows?
Oh, yeah, make sure you check us out every Thursday in the Roundtable. This week it'll be on my channel. Every other week it's on D-Style's channel. So make sure you check us out 7 p.m. Eastern time, the Roundtable. We have multiple people that come on. Every week we have different panelists, so make sure you check that out.
I like it when it's just D-Style and other panelists. I hate when you're on it, though. It just kind of brings the show down.
I got a contract. I got a contract.
It's a very flimsy contract. I read that contract, and it was like, wow, this is far from ironclad, let me tell you that.
Well, we've been unionized. You can't get rid of me.
We've been unionized. There's just a guy in a local 47 jacket, right?
22.
Local 22 jacket, okay. Real quick, we're going to go to Las Vegas here real quick, and then we're going to get back to the fights next week and some of the news, all right? So 775, you're live, Las Vegas.
Hey, what's good, man, to none of the dudes that was talking with or anybody who was on Garcia's side, but can we just be real and just say that, like, he just got outclassed? I mean, I don't think that Garcia or anybody –
we have to say that now, yeah.
Absolutely.
We have to admit that now, of course.
Yeah, of course we're going to admit it now, but let's just be real. Like the guy previously was saying, Garcia hasn't even fought on this level. And when I look at it, Garcia's a kid to me. He's a kid. He don't even have the pedigree as Tank. I don't think that him or anybody in his corner ever believed they could actually beat Tank. I just think that 2 years ago when he called out Tank, he just looked at it as a payday. And on the flip side, Tank looked at it as a payday. He was like, I'll just run through this kid. He's ran through anybody that looked like Garcia, Barrios, Santa Cruz, even Rowley with bigger muscles. Like, can we just say that these guys can't box like Tank? Tank has a chin. Once Tank puts those earmuffs on and he starts walking into fighters, he doesn't care if he gets hit because all he's doing is trying to load up. And let's just keep it real. Garcia, you threw the same left hook 3 times in a row. All Tank had to do was do the math and calculate it, and he timed it. That's simple science. They call it the sweet science because all I got to do is study you. Tank knew after the first round when he threw 4 punches only that he knew he was going to get him. And then you see after he knocked him down in the second round, Garcia stayed away from him for three straight rounds. He was like that kid. He's just a kid. Garcia's a kid. And at this point, you have to ask yourself, is getting a easy payday worth like your career at this point? Because it's like, and then they're saying Shakur and Haney. Nobody can beat Tank. I said last night, Tank might as well retire. Nobody's beating him. Let's just be real. And then as far as Haney and Loma's a -550 favorite out here for a reason. Haney's not beating him. Haney, Garcia, people like that are social media fighters. They look good on social media, but they're not boxers.
Is Loma the Loma's favorite in that fight?
Haney's the favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way he's not the favorite.
Yeah, Haney's the favorite,
All right, he's gonna dance around that guy. I believe Loma is, but yeah,
Haney's gonna wash both of them. Haney's gonna wash Lomachenko, and he's gonna wash Tank. End of story, son. That's the way it is.
All right. Well, my opinion is, I don't think Tank is losing to any of these guys. They haven't taken shots like this.
Well, you got to come back on. I tell you what, when the fight gets made, you got to come back on. We're gonna have a bet on that. You and I, we're going to have a bet on that, that's for sure. Because I tell you what, I like what I saw. I'm like you. I like what I saw with Tank last night. And he is definitely part of the cream of that division. But to me, man, Haney and Shakur, they're both very good. The only thing I would question with Shakur is his chin.
Yeah, they're good. I believe they're good fighters. But Tank is on a whole nother level. And it's like, how many people does he have to walk through to keep proving this to y'all? After he runs through Haney and Shakur, then what is? Oh no, Tank has to fight a robot.
Tank said himself, "The job is never done till I retire, man. This is part of the course. You got it. There's always going to be that person that
he's got a good head on his shoulders." But you know what? I'm wondering about is what happens next month. Does he go to jail? You know, I mean, does he get 6 months? Does he get a year? What? He's already been found guilty, correct?
He's going to beat up everybody in the jail. It doesn't matter. Nobody can beat him up.
Yeah. What a comeback
It'll be like penitentiary when he's in there fighting in the penitentiary, you know?
That's the jailhouse title, Daddy.
Huawei's own.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, man.
All right, man. Be good.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Huawei's own. Gervonta Tank Davis, man. You know, obviously, you know, again, it's not a funny situation, but, like, you know, I mean, I tell you, I'm interested now. I'm interested because, you know, he just won the biggest fight of his life. Where does he go from here? And he's got a big court date next month.
Again.
He's pulling time.
I've been harsh with Tank because of some of this outside stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yesterday, listening to him talk at the post-fight press conference, even after the fight, the way he handled the situation.
Yeah.
He was very classy. Hopefully, he's trying to, you know, rebuild himself now and do the right thing moving forward. Maybe he's starting to realize that, you know, I don't have to be this type of person outside. Maybe, you know, it's not worth it for me. Maybe he's starting to mature a little bit, and hopefully, you know, he'll be an upstanding citizen moving forward, not just be a productive person inside there and be a productive person.
You got to take him at his word, man. Yeah, exactly.
You know, the way he talked yesterday, he was very gracious. He said all the right things. He had Ryan sitting right next to him at the post-fight press conference.
Yeah.
And he was
gracious winner. Ryan was a very gracious loser too, man. He gave him all his props, gave him all the props in the world, man. That's what you like to see after the fight. That's what I want to see. I don't care about all the stuff before the fight. After the fight, that's what you want to see, you know.
Yeah.
Both those guys are just class guys.
So hopefully Tank, you know, chooses the right path moving forward.
Yeah, I hope so too. No matter what decision comes out on next month, but,
That's all.
All right, let's talk about the upcoming fights here. April 29th, next week, on DAZN. How much is DAZN a year, Beeb?
$224
for me. So for your $224, here is what you're getting. DAZN from Texas, Arlington, Texas, April 29th. William Zepeda versus Jaime Arboleda, 12 rounds lightweights. Diego De La Hoya versus Victor Morales, 10 rounds featherweights. I didn't even know Diego De La Hoya was still fighting.
Yeah, I didn't know. So.
You know, Oscar puts him on the cards now. Huh? Raul Curiel versus Frederick Lawson, 10 rounds welterweights. And that is the card from DAZN, April 29th from Shropshire, England. Liam Davies versus Jason Cunningham, 12 rounds for Davis's British junior featherweight title. Now, May 6th, 2 weeks from now, on DAZN pay-per-view, Canelo Alvarez versus John Ryder, 12 rounds for Alvarez's super middleweight undisputed championship. The co-main, Julio Cesar Martinez versus Ronald Batista, 12 rounds for Martinez's flyweight title. Alexander Gvozdik versus Ricardo Spalatnik, 10 rounds light heavyweights. That is the card for that pay-per-view. That is a nonsense card. It is a nonsense main event. It's a nonsense co-main event. All of the fights on there, I mean, just the card for, to pay what you're going to pay for DAZN on top of the pay-per-view, that card is drizzling, you know what. So, yeah. Plain awful.
You buying it?
No, I am not. I'm putting my foot down. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. No way.
$60.
I don't care how much it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's $60.
Yeah, I'm not paying
that. And I got to buy it because I'm a loser.
You're a loser. What are you doing? What are you doing with yourself, man? Come on.
I'm buying it, man.
Come on.
What else do I got to do? Play checkers? I got nothing to do, man. I'm going to buy it.
What are you doing with yourself? What are you browsing between browsers and paying for the fights every week? Look at you. Put you in a 12-step program. What's the matter with you? Come on.
Sad.
Get out of the gutter here. Come on. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps already. Jesus.
I got to figure it out. You're buying them all.
All right, news and rumors. Floyd Mayweather to create his own championship belt. Did you hear about this?
I did.
So this is from Michael Benson on Twitter, and I also read numerous articles about it. Floyd Mayweather has said he wants to make his own world title belt to solve the problem of too many belts in boxing today. He said, if we can't clean boxing up, it's time for me to clean it up with my own belt. Only one belt's going to count, the belt I'm going to come out with. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, right. And I'm sure they're going to pay you sanctioning fees for it, right?
Well, that's why he's doing it.
You think?
He needs another revenue stream to help pay off those taxes.
He's going to have an interim Floyd, the money belt for an interim title, you know, and everything like that. Yeah, once he figures out, you know. No, those alphabet soup organizations have been established for a long time and for a good reason. Floyd is, you know, and he's going to keep those belts in-house, I'm sure. You know, that's not going anywhere.
All PBC fighters will have those belts.
You sure? You think so? Really? You think so? I don't think so. I think Floyd's going to spread the love, you know.
Yeah.
Arabs people's going to have them. What about Tyson Fury? Does he get the belt? He's the best one there. Are you going to have a belt in every weight division or just the division you have fighters in? Tell me about it.
Just division, just the PBC division champions.
What about the guy he fights on YouTube? What about those YouTube dudes he fights? Are they going to be like, are they going to have their own belts too? He's fighting the best YouTuber on the planet. I mean.
They'll get Emeritus belts.
Gavin Ghost says, Canelo is nearing irrelevancy with the mediocre matches. Bivol has his back against the wall. It's coming down. I don't think Bivol has Canelo's back against the wall for sure. If I'm Canelo's people, and I know Canelo's probably a very stubborn guy, I steer him away from Bivol. That's not the best fight to make for him.
Yeah.
Do you think he's got a better shot against Benavidez or Bivol? I think he's got a better shot against Benavidez myself. I think he's got a better shot against Benavidez. I don't think he wins either fight, but I think he does have a better shot against Benavidez.
Oh, you think Benavidez beats him too?
I do.
Yeah,
I just think he's big. I think he's a little bit too big, a little bit too skilled, and he's also strong. He's very, very strong. So I think that's going to be, you know, I think that's what you're going to look at there.
Here's the thing. I think both fights are tough for him, but in terms of being physically taxing, the Benavidez fight will be a more physically taxing fight for him because Benavidez fights at a faster pace, throws more punches, and he's a little bit more physical on the inside where Bivol's more of a finesse guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you could argue Bivol would be the more difficult task, but Benavidez would be the more physically taxing task.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. All right, let's go to area code 404, Atlanta. 404, you're live.
Oh, just listening.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll put you back on hold. Thank you so much for listening. 480, I believe this is Arizona.
That's right. It's me again. It's me again. Uh-oh. Different phone because y'all hung up on my other one.
He wasn't trying to pay me my money, so he hung up on me.
So let me get my little tank call off.
What's the matter with you?
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, so this is the thing here.
You got to love him. You got to love his moxie here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so this is the thing here. See, and I'll say this, and I was telling B this, I never felt that – I felt people was putting too much pressure on Ryan. I felt like he wasn't ready. I felt like he has potential, but it's unrealized potential because he hasn't fought top-level opponents, and he hasn't mastered his craft. I think he's still, you know, perfecting what he's trying to do, but he hasn't gotten there yet. With that said, I always told you, B, Tank is elite, and I made a post and I showed, Ryan's attributes and I showed Tank's attributes. And again, Ryan did show that he does not have that ring IQ. Tank showed that he did have that ring IQ. So this is the reason why I made thousands of dollars yesterday. Because I put my money where my mouth is based on the fighters at hand.
You lost because you said you bet Tank. He bet Tank in between one and six. He bet Tank in between one and six. Guess what happened? A knockout happened in round seven.
I made six different bets.
What? You lost your bet.
$500 from you. No, what I said was
Look at him.
He said he won thousands of dollars, and you know what? I believe him.
He's lying.
Listen, I took a couple of $100 from people you know on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But that's all good. You know what I mean? I'm used to betting. That's what I do. I love
betting. You lost thousands on that one through six.
Stop it.
You lost thousands on that one through six.
First of all, I made several bets. I said I felt it was going to happen between the first and sixth round. So I made a bet. I made a lump bet six through 12. I made a bet on because I
heard
rate up one through three. I did a hedge and bet Tank by KO. Okay, so either way, I made money. That's just the way it works. That's the way it rolls.
Word on the
streets
is you took a bath on that one through six. I was just telling you. That's what I heard.
No.
You know what? I believe.
No, because remember, I hedged it all on a tank by win by KO.
That's what I heard. I'm hearing things, Paulie.
But listen, hopefully you guys now can stop the Tank hate and you can see what I see. I see an incredibly talented guy. I see a generational talented
guy. Tank is the second best fighter in the division right now behind Shakur. He's the second best fighter in the division behind Shakur.
Hold up. I need to record this, snip this. I need to save this. Wow, because, you know, a lot of people is calling him a hype job.
You don't have to say
it.
It's a car kind. Don't worry about that. We got the technology.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So they were saying he was a hype job. I just don't see it because when you hate somebody, you're so biased that you don't actually you don't look through clear lens. And that's the reason why I took advantage of so many people and took their money yesterday because they were looking through rosy lenses. Oh, Ryan's too big. He's too tall. He's too fat. He's too strong. Guess what? Tank was faster. Tank was stronger. Tank jab was better. Tank, you know what I mean? So everything that you said, Tank left hook. Well, guess what? Tank put him down with a left hook to the body. All right? So everything that you guys said Ryan was, Tank proved that he was. This is the reason why he's my favorite fighter.
Checkmate.
What do you have to say about that, Beeb?
Checkmate. Huh? Tank won. You didn't. You don't have the belt. You didn't walk out to the ring. You
went
at the after party. You
went
at the after party.
I want money on.
You went at the after party. You took a bath because you bet
on
Twitter.
And guess what?
You bet all your money on that one through six.
Man,
I want money on.
You bet all your money.
Killing the Beeb right now.
And you lost.
You bet all your money.
He bought a new car with his winnings today, Beeb. What did you buy?
Round
you can't even buy that pay-per-view, that Canelo pay-per-view coming up.
He said, I didn't win.
One through six.
B said, I didn't win. But B, did you lose? How many thousands of dollars did you lose? You told me you was betting Ryan.
I never lose. You know why I never lose? You know why I never lose? You know why I never lose? Because guess what? I'm a boxing fan. I'm a boxing fan. And every boxing fan that saw that fight last night won.
Right.
That fight was a win for boxing.
That's
that
right.
fight was
I'm
a win
glad,
for boxing.
I'm,
so I'm
you.
Part of the boxing
the,
community.
Same,
I'm taking the W, too.
We're on the same page.
I won.
We're on the
I
same
won.
Page with that. But let me – we're on the same page. But let me tell you about this fight. I'm going to tell you why I still had a little nap.
Same T-shirt tomorrow.
Never
all right, make it quick.
Life.
Make it quick.
Okay, real quick. Never in my life have I ever been had a fight build up that was so marred in negativity. That just took the life out of it to me. And I don't ever want to participate in anything
really?
Like that again. So let
the
best man win.
Knocked
win.
Knocked
that's
it.
All the propaganda talking points.
You
got to
take
lost.
That L
when
Wilder
got
knocked
out.
Dude,
he
had
race
in his glove.
You said,
it was proven.
Wait,
from that Wilder
you
loss,
said you
though.
Wanted. You said you bet 80.
You never recovered from the Wilder loss.
So when... Hey, B, let me bet you guys. Since you don't want to bet me, I'm sure he'll bet me. He said he want to bet Haney beats Tank. So I got $100
yeah.
Cash App. I'm good. You know what I mean? Cash if you want to do a Cash App bet for Haney versus Tank.
Do a pie bet.
B don't want to bet. Huh?
I'll bet you. Let's do a pie bet, though.
What's a pie bet?
Because I like humiliating people.
I like that better than cash. I actually think Tank beats Haney. I don't think he beats Shakur. I think he beats Haney. I don't think he beats
well,
Shakur.
See, this,
oh, come on. Haney washes
him,
man, son. Come on. You seen Haney
Shakur.
Fight.
Listen, this is my problem. You guys said Tank dragged up Leo Santa Cruz from 126. You guys said Tank dragged up 5'9" Bollock Hector from 130. But Shakur fought 15 of his 20 fights at 126. I want to see Shakur. Shakur's going to beat him. So why aren't you giving why are you giving Shakur praise that you give him getting Leo Santa Cruz, who was a four-time, four-division, five-time champ, you know what I mean, from 2012 to 2023? So all of a sudden it's okay for Shakur, but it's not okay to drag up anybody else. Come on, let's keep this consistent, buddy. But we'll talk about it later. We'll definitely make a bet later.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Make sure to call back in. For sure, man.
All right.
I'm sorry you lost that bet.
All right,
He was on my, show. He was on my show 2 weeks ago. You know what he said?
What?
Oh, I got Tank rounds 1-6. You lost. It was a seventh round knockout. You lost.
Stop it. What's the matter with you? You heard him say that he won thousands last night. He said that. You think he's lying about that?
Of course he is lying. This guy's got freaking... I think he's telling the truth. I got him on video saying he bet rounds 1-6. He lost.
Stop.
Take the L.
Let him enjoy it.
He's going to take the L.
Let him enjoy it. What's the matter with
you? You think I'm taking this L by myself?
Let me tell you something. You can remember this. You don't have to blow out somebody else's candle to make yours burn brighter. Okay? How about that? You take that with you today. How about that? Lesson for the Beebs there.
This guy's candle melted a long time ago. He doesn't even have a candle.
Oh. You didn't say that. I didn't know he didn't have one.
He didn't even have a candle.
Oh,
it melted like freaking
okay.
years ago.
Well, then you win, man. No question.
Please.
You win. All right, guys, that'll do it, man, for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1. Our YouTube channel is at ringsidereporterlive.com, and I'm on Twitter at ringside73. And, guys, we will catch you next week.